Thunder Bay, the first cruise ship of the season, the Viking Octantis, arrived in the city's marina Friday afternoon much to the delight of both the passengers on board and the Thunder Bay residents who waved to the ship from shore as it pulled in. Paul Pepe, manager, Tourism Thunder Bay, says that the ship's arrival means a lot for the tourism sector of Thunder Bay. It certainly marks the return of a normal tourism season after two really difficult years for the tourism sector across the world, he said, and particularly even for the cruise ship sector, which has suffered as well. The ship arrived at Silver Islet this morning, where the guests went ashore and experienced Silver Islet hospitality and the nature to be found at Sleeping Giant Provincial Park before embarking on the final leg of its journey north to Thunder Bay. Having the Viking Octantis arrive in the Great Lakes, having arrived here, Silver Islet, this morning, arriving at Thunder Bay at 6 o'clock tonight really, for us, marks the return of a normal season for us, said Pepe, and what we anticipate is, it's going to be a robust tourism season for Thunder Bay. The Viking Octantis might not be exactly what most people imagine a cruise ship to look like, as it does not have much outdoor space, but that's because the ship was built last year specifically for expeditions to Antarctica. But, during the summer months when it's far too cold at the South Pole, the ship will bring travelers to come and experience the Great Lakes. Suzanne Hall, a passenger from Avon, Connecticut, says that the ship is a marvel of engineering and comfort. The ship is so specialized that it comes with a hangar off the rear of the ship, she said. It's all enclosed, and that's where they maintain the Zodiacs, special operations boats that we go out on to tour the lake. There are kayaks, there's even a submarine. Most of the Octantis's passengers disembarked here in Thunder Bay, where they'll catch their flights home, and another group is scheduled to meet the ship here on Sunday to ride it back down south.